There has been a swift transfer of power to a new Palestinian leadership following the death of Yasser Arafat. Power has been dispersed among several top officials, including Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kureya. But it is former Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas who is emerging as the central figure of authority. Today, Abbas was named head of the Palestine Liberation Organization, still the most potent political force for the Palestinians. NPR's Judy McCarthy reports from the West Bank town of Ramallah.
As bulldozers rumble across the grounds of the ruined headquarters of Yasser Arafat, preparing for his burial, senior Palestinian officials are laying the groundwork for a new era. For young people gathered at the gate of the headquarters, Yasser Arafat is the only leader they've ever known. Whoever follows Arafat will rule in his long shadow. And Palestinian analysts say Mahmoud Abbas, Arafat's unassuming longtime aide, is well suited for that role. Beirut University political scientist Mohammed Dejani.
This will be a positive thing rather than negative thing to have someone who is not that big. So that he will be able to work with others rather than deny authority to others and to be in charge of even appointing a janitor.
A division of power, virtually unheard of under Arafat, is already in place. Prime Minister Ahmed Kureya now oversees the Palestinian government and its many security organizations. And the Speaker of the Parliament, Rawi Fatua, was sworn in as the president of the Palestinian Authority until elections are held within 60 days. Al-Quds University Saeed Zidani sees a more democratic process in play already.
You know, democracy is premised on this distribution of power. And I think these new figures will search for legitimacy, and elections will give them that legitimacy that they will need very badly.
The new leaders have put a premium on unity, but cracks are already visible. From Tunis, Arafat's successor to head his political movement Fatah, Farouk Kaddoumi, said he was open to negotiations with Israel, but ready for armed struggle if they failed. Mahmoud Abbas's long-standing position is that militarizing the Palestinian uprising was foolish from the start. Former Israeli Justice Minister Yossi Beilin worked closely with Abbas on the Oslo Peace Accords and says the Palestinian is a pragmatist who's made an effort to understand the Israeli view.
He is not pro-Israeli, but he became very interested and learned much about Israel, much more than most of his colleagues, which I believe is very interesting and important.
One of the major challenges facing the new leaders will be contending with the militants of Hamas and other extremist groups. They listened to Mahmoud Abbas long enough to assent to a ceasefire last year during his brief premiership. But there are those who say it is time for Abbas and the rest of the old guard to stand aside. The popular ex-lawmaker Marwan Barghouti has frequently been mentioned as Arafat's heir. He is currently serving a life sentence in an Israeli prison for murders he says he never committed. Despite his circumstance, Barghouti backer Saeed Nimra says the jailed leader enjoys grassroots support that is difficult to ignore.
If the Palestinian voters voted in such a way for Marwan Barghouti as their first choice, I think that would be enough to convince the international community as well that we have definitely another case of Nelson Mandela in Palestine. And they should work hard, really, to pressure Israel to release him if they are interested in peace.
Israeli political scientist Yaron Israhi says the success of the newly installed Palestinian leaders will be determined as much by what they do as what the Israelis and Americans do to welcome them.
The question is whether Sharon and the new Bush will see this opportunity rather than let it pass at perhaps very unfortunate costs to both Israelis and Palestinians.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Ramallah.